Well, good afternoon. And on behalf of the Manufacturer and Business Association and Money Radio WPSE, thank you for joining us for Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Karen Torres, Executive Editor of the MBA Business Magazine. And I'd like to welcome a special guest to the studio, Ann Scott, Community Outreach Manager for Erie Insurance. Well, welcome, Ann.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here.
Well, we're really glad you could join us today. You know, the MBA has great relationships with employers in the region, and Erie Insurance is certainly one of them. And that's why we were so excited to have you on today and as our guest speaker for our Women in Leadership Impact Luncheon. It's going to be presented by the Business Magazine and Highmark on September 14th at the MBA Conference Center in Erie. And we know it's going to be a great presentation. And we're going to touch on some of those topics today regarding your thoughts on fostering motivation, team building, and talent, and how that can impact both your business and community too. But before we get into those topics, we'd like to familiarize our listeners with your background. So could you share a little bit about your leadership journey since you have been such a difference maker in your present role?
Absolutely. I started at Erie Insurance almost 38 years ago, and that's a long time. Started there right out of college, and I went to Penn State University here in Erie at Barron and majored in communications. And I actually started at Erie Insurance as an intern in the human resources area and was working in communications at that time. And then I'm a product of the job posting program at Erie Insurance and living proof that it's very successful. We've had that program for literally decades, as long as I've been there. And we have a strong philosophy about promoting from within the organization. And so I've had the fortune to move up and into leadership in the HR area in recruitment, where I spent about 25 years of my career and really got to do quite a number of different projects and got to know folks throughout the organization and in our field offices. We operate in 12 states in the District of Columbia, so it was a great opportunity for growth. And the company has been growing and doing very well financially, which provides lots of opportunities for employees to develop and get involved in new opportunities. I had the opportunity to get involved in the first formalization of our diversity and inclusion program at Erie Insurance. And I'm a member of the Women's Affinity Network here, as well as working in the community. And in the beginning, when we first began diversity and inclusion work, we were together, it was community outreach and diversity and inclusion. And as the initiatives grew, it became larger and more involved in the organization. And I found that I was doing more of the community work and my colleague was doing more of the diversity work. So it split into two different departments. And eventually, just actually fairly recently, within the last couple of years, we've come together with a new group, Community and Economic Development. So my area deals with all of the philanthropic giving for the organization, and economic development is more on the for-profit side and making a difference in growing the community. And just in the last couple of months, diversity and inclusion has now joined us, so we're back together.
What's oldest new again, right?
That's right, exactly. And there's so many crossover opportunities among those areas that it just makes sense for us to be together. And it's just a wonderful place. I think I have the best job in the company.
Well, I know you enjoy it. And I wanted to talk a little bit, you know, since the pandemic, it's impacted every business, but it really has united the business community and the communities in which they operate like never before. Tell us your thoughts about that, because obviously philanthropy is very important now. I mean, when you see that with a business and it's tied to the community in which it operates. So tell me again what your thoughts on that are.
Yes, absolutely. I think businesses all across the world are realizing that we're all connected. You know, no man is an island, basically. We're all a part of this community, and a thriving community makes a thriving marketplace. So we need to have good schools to provide us with the talent that is our bread and butter. I mean, we can't survive without the folks that we have working here and the great talent. We need childcare in our community in order for people to be able to work and be successful. We need clean environment. We need government to have good rules and regulations. We need people to be employed. We need community assets like the arts and culture to attract and retain talent. So everything is connected. There, I don't think there's a piece of the community that isn't somehow connected and woven together with all the other pieces. And I think businesses are understanding this more and more. You know, we see so much happening in the space of corporate social responsibility and environmental, social, and governance factors. And I think that's a reflection of it, you know, to see that big picture and to realize how everything is interrelated.
Well, and I wanted to also talk about things have changed so much, but your views on women in leadership, because since you will be our speaker at our event, and how that has changed in your experience. And you had talked about diversity and inclusion, but now diversity, equity, inclusion in business. What you're seeing.
Oh, right. Absolutely. This is such an important field, and it's really grown, I think. And a light has been shown on it, particularly in the last year to 2 years with everything that we've seen with the social justice and, you know, the death of George Floyd. And I think people are just becoming so much more conscious of, you know, their actions and how things have meaning in the world. And for women in particular, I think women have always faced this sort of double bind, you know, that you want to be strong, but you also need to be liked. And those two things can not work well together, you know, in society, the expectations that are placed on women, you know, oftentimes if someone is liked a lot, then the assumption is that they can't be strong, they can't be a good leader, and vice versa. If someone is strong and is a good leader, then they're not liked very much. And so we all have to make strides in recognizing that this is happening and working to change our underlying assumptions. And you know, we have this concept of unconscious bias, and that's a part of it. And we need to rely on each other, we need to support each other, and we need allies. So men play a really critical role in all of this. You know, we need men to open doors and create pathways and to challenge assumptions and support women around them. So there's a lot to it.
And tell me more about Erie Insurance and its views of leadership and empowering its teams.
Sure. At Erie Insurance, we really take that very seriously. We have a culture of teamwork at Erie, and we have expectations of leaders and leadership behavior that have been formalized over time, and all Erie leaders are held accountable for Erie leadership behaviors. And some of the behaviors that go into that are acting as a coach and mentor, and creating and fostering a team culture, and giving back in the community, and making sure that people have opportunities. And it starts at the top. You know, I think our top leadership, our board, is so supportive of these values. They're a part of them. It came from our founder, H.O. Hirt, and it's been passed down through the whole life of the company. So it's really ingrained. And it goes along with our corporate values of being above all in service and following the golden rule. You know, these are things that are just in our DNA. It's part of who we are at Erie Insurance.
Well, and I know you had talked about your current role, and you touched upon community outreach, and that's part of this, you know, empowering your team, empowering your community. Why corporate charitable and community outreach matter in terms of, you know, not just philanthropy, volunteerism, employee giving, why it makes good business sense.
Right. Well, our department, our community outreach department's mission is to promote Erie and communities throughout our footprint through strategic partnership and donations of money, materials, and time. And we enhance Erie's corporate image and reputation by aligning our organizational activities with our corporate values and key business priorities. So it sort of all fits together. We help Erie to grow profitably by promoting the company as a community-minded organization. We also want to make a positive and lasting impact on those in need, on our environment, on our community, and really work to ingrain that in the organization. There's so many reasons why it's important to give back and to be a part of the community. First off, of course, it's the right thing to do. You know, when you are a part of the community, you need to be committed to that and you have a responsibility. And we know that as a Fortune 500 company, we have that responsibility and we take that very seriously. We also know that we can enhance our public image and reputation. And there's so much data that shows that employees want to work for companies that align with a higher purpose and give back. So it ties back to our talent attraction and retention efforts. It also ties to our ability to grow. You know, we want to grow market share in all of the areas where we are. And I always tell people, you know, in community outreach, we don't sell Erie insurance. We don't sell policies. We're not out there on the front line doing that. But we help people to feel positively predisposed toward wanting to buy our policies when they see the kind of work that we're doing and when they're involved with us in the community. So, you know, you run into somebody at a volunteer event or you serve on a board, you know, and our employees do this all over the place. It's an easy conversation to say, well, gee, you know, have you heard of your insurance? You know? And so, I mean, those kind of conversations take place all the time. And we know that our work helps to support that. You know, we're a mechanism for responding to social issues and building relationships with key leaders in the community. We help our employees develop skills like leadership skills, you know, when they're out there doing these types of projects. It builds teamwork and collaboration. It helps to develop strategic partnerships with the organization in our mission.
Well, and I know, you know, as you said, you know, Erie Insurance is a Fortune 500 company, many employees, many states. But for employers who are listening that are smaller, what steps do you recommend for them to get involved and get back? I mean, where should they start? And if they are doing something small, how can they build upon it?
Yeah, so I think everyone can get involved wherever they are, whatever level they're at. Even individuals, small groups, small companies, medium-sized companies, larger companies, you just get involved to the level that you're able, right? And, you know, Erie Insurance has been doing this for decades. We were doing it before we were Fortune 500. We were doing it before we were Erie Insurance, right? We were a small family-owned business, and we were involved in giving back. It was on a smaller scale, and I think that's the same with any small company. You can, you know, you can have teams of employees out there, you know, maybe a small team. You can do sponsorships with your corporate dollars, you know, set aside a budget that makes sense for you for giving back and donate to causes that align with your mission. At Erie Insurance, we have three focus areas that we're aligned with: safety, because obviously we're an insurance company, safety is very important to us, community building, as I've talked a lot about that already, and environmental responsibility. The insurance industry is very much impacted by the environment, by climate, by new green technologies and building materials and electric vehicles. So those are the focus areas that we focus on. But if you're a different kind of a business, you may have different focus areas. Think about your values. Think about the things that are important to you and your mission. And there are causes out there that align with absolutely everything. So you can find things that fit for you. You know, you could start a small matching gifts program for your employees. It doesn't have to be thousands of dollars. You could, you know, there's all kinds of ways that smaller and medium-sized companies can get involved in, and they should get involved. I'm a big believer. Everyone, you know, one of my things I say all the time is grow where you're planted, right? You may not be from Erie and you've come here, but home is somewhere else. Or you may be from here and you're thinking about possibly moving away at some point. It doesn't make any difference. As long as you're here now, you are part of it. You're part of this community. You're one of us. And so take action, be involved in the ways that make sense for you while you're here, you're a part of it. You're an Erieite, just like I'm an Erieite, and we're all in this together.
Well, those are great suggestions. And I know we're looking forward to your presentation here on the 14th at the Impact Luncheon. Is there anything you'd like to mention about this must attend event? Why people should show up?
I think it's an opportunity to bring your team and to support women. This is a way to demonstrate those developmental values that I talked about earlier, to support the Manufacturing Business Association and the community, and to demonstrate corporate social responsibility. These are all things that you can do, and it'll be doing it in a way that's fun and educational, where you can learn more and participate. So,
I hope everybody comes out. Oh, I hope so too. Thank you, Ian. It was very helpful information. And for those who would like to attend the Impact event on September 14th, please visit mbausa.org. I'm Karen Torres, signing off for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.